Welcome to Milk in the Morning, the first Monday of the month dedicated to the St. Louis Area Dairy Council. And today we have nutrition educator Erin Rich joining us by the way of the phone. Good morning, Miss Erin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you today?
I am good. I'm really good, thanks.
All right. Well, we've got some topics to talk about. One of those, what's dedicated for this month, the month of May, because we're barely into May. Can you believe it's May already?
April went so fast.
I know. It did. Hopefully, is it April flowers or is it May showers? I always get that mixed up.
I think April showers brings May flowers.
That's the hope. That's the hope, yes. Again, we do have Erin Rich on the air with us this morning from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and she's their nutrition educator. And we're going to be talking about osteoporosis. Is that correct?
Yes. Along with all the flowers, May is hopefully going to
yes.
be also Osteoporosis Awareness Month. And that's really just to put a spotlight on milk being so important for a lot of reasons, and bone health is not an exception. And that's kind of what we're highlighting this month, is why milk and other dairy products are going to play in to preventing osteoporosis later in life.
So tell us briefly kind of a definition of osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis literally means porous bone, and it's characterized by low bone mass. And it's something that gradually develops over time, and usually there aren't any warning signs until you break a bone. There are several risk factors. Some are outside of our control. There are some that are in our control, and a healthy diet and exercise are a couple of those risk factors that we can control.
So the elderly, they break bones from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear of osteoporosis kind of hovering around those situations from time to time, but is it really just with the older generation, or can young people get this as well?
Osteoporosis can affect men and women of any age. It's not something that's specifically reserved for your elderly years. You are at a higher risk when you do get older, but building strong bones to prevent osteoporosis is something that actually starts in childhood. So that's not something we need to wait until we're older to start thinking about. It's something when we're encouraging, you know, those milk with dinner or cheese, yogurt, those three servings a day, that starts with childhood to really help build up those bones so that hopefully later in life that's something that we can prevent. Until our mid-20s, actually, we are laying down bone and building our bone strength, and calcium and vitamin D are so important in that. So it's not something that's just for little kids and not something that's just for elderly people. You know, through our mid-20s into probably 30 or so, we're laying down that bone mass to hopefully carry us, you know, keep us strong throughout the rest of our life.
Maybe we can talk about some tricks to get kids to drink milk, because sometimes that can be tough. If they're used to it in one container, and then you have to give it to them in another container, whatever the case may be. Sometimes they don't like it in that container, they want it in the other container, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but there are some tricks to get them to drink that.
Yes. One is just being consistent. You know, if you're going to switch kids into an older cup or something like that, you just have to be consistent. Once you're starting to transition them over, you don't take backwards steps. Kids get used to it. And kids aren't going to go hungry or thirsty. That's the thing. They may be really upset, but they're not going to starve themselves. They're eventually going to eat or drink what you give them and how you give it to them. Flavored milks are a way, when we're thinking about kids and drinking more milk, that can really help. The amount of added sugar in milk compared to a lot of those other beverages is so minuscule, and the calcium and vitamin D and all of those other nutrients are just as strong in white milk as they are in flavored milk. So that's a really good trick, too, to offer maybe for one of the meals or snacks, is to give some flavored milk to help up that calcium and vitamin D intake.
Let's talk about the risk factors of osteoporosis. What are some of those risk factors?
So I kind of, in my head, group them into ways we can, risk factors we can control and risk factors we cannot control. And it's important as adults that we're aware of all of those. So ones that are a little bit outside of our control is gender. Women tend to get osteoporosis more often than men. Age. The older we get, the more at risk we become. That does not mean that we are immune as younger adults, but as you get older, that risk does increase. And body size as well. Women of small, thin frames tend to be at higher risk for osteoporosis for some reason. family history. If you have a family member that has osteoporosis or did have osteoporosis, that automatically increases your risk to get it as well. And then lower hormone levels, such as estrogen or testosterone, those tend to play a role on our bone mass as well. And when those levels are lower, we are at risk for developing osteoporosis as well. So those are the ones that we can't really change. Our family history, the size of our body, that it is naturally, and our gender, we can't really do much about that. The ones that we can change, one is a diet that's low in calcium and vitamin D. That's something we can change, and getting more dairy products in is a very easy way to kind of turn that around. Low activity levels as well. When you are less active, you actually run the risk of getting osteoporosis more so than those of us who are active. Smoking and excess alcohol intake are also two other risk factors that we can change. They're kind of the lifestyle changes, because alcohol and smoking can also increase that risk of osteoporosis.
So if we have a lot of risk factors, are we definitely getting it, or is there a certain percentage there, I guess?
Well, the higher your risk is, the more so you would really want to take hold of those risk factors you can change. A healthy diet. If you made a goal to get 3 servings of dairy every day, you're really going to help cover your bases for calcium and vitamin D to lay down as much of that bone mass as you can, and even replace them. As we use calcium throughout the day, our body uses it for other reasons than just to put in our bones. Taking that in through our diet is going to help replace anything we took from our bones. So it's still important as adults, even if we aren't laying down that bone mass. So thinking of dairy products like cheese and yogurt and milk, if you look at that nutrition label, we're shooting for 30% of your recommended daily intake for a serving. So that's like 1 cup of milk or 1 cup of yogurt, 1.5 ounces of natural cheese or 2 ounces of processed cheese will all give you that 30% of your daily intake. And milk and some yogurts also have that vitamin D. Vitamin D is so important because calcium alone, yes, is so important for our bone health, but we don't absorb it and use it very well without having vitamin D with it. So those are two dairy products, the yogurt and milk, which will have it with it, so we use that calcium much better.
All right. We did talk a little bit about the kiddos earlier and how they can be tricked into drinking more milk,
yes,
whether that's chocolate milk or whatever the case may be. Probably not eggnog, but anyway. I'm sure there's a way to get adults to get more into their dairy habits, if you will. I mean, there are those people out there, and we talk about this from time to time, that cannot really have dairy because of whatever. But I'm sure the adults, they can get into this.
Yes, and working it in just gradually throughout your diet, or making habits to make sure you include a dairy product, kind of looking at a meal that it's not complete without one, is something you could do to increase that dairy intake. Maybe having the habit of having milk with your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is when you get your milk in, and that would easily cover all of your bases for the calcium and vitamin D, but also things like phosphorus, potassium, and protein also help build and protect our bones. Adding cheese to salads or pastas or casseroles will add that calcium in there. If you do soups or hot cereals for, you know, breakfast or lunch, depending on the type of food, and you use milk instead of water to mix it in, that's a really easy way to sneak some milk in, but you're kind of having the same flavor of the food that you would have if you added water instead. If you try smoothies with fruit and milk and yogurt, it's getting warmer out, so those are tend to be a little bit more appealing than when it's 2 degrees outside. So having some fruit and yogurt smoothies you could do. The low-fat chocolate milk after you exercise, because we talked about activity is really important, too, for building that bone health. What that does is weight-bearing exercise, walking, jogging, playing sports, it generates impact on your bones, and that in turn stimulates bone growth and maintenance. So that's kind of where that exercise plays in. And then chocolate milk after the exercise helps kind of replenish those electrolytes and fluid and gives you some good refueling benefits as well. And then just making dairy a regular part of your snacks too, you know, something like cheese or yogurts or even, you know, a small glass of milk or something with a piece of fruit would really cover a lot of bases for that nutrition.
All good things that we've talked about this morning. Of course, osteoporosis, bad for you. I'm sure you can find more information about that on the website, right?
Yes, our website is stl.com. dairycouncil.org, and we have a lot of really good information on ways to work dairy into your diet.
Hey, what's coming up next month on the show?
Next month, very exciting, is June Dairy Month. So it's kind of our way of celebrating milk and dairy products in the dairy farmers and producers, because it's such a great nutrition benefit to our diet, and we're really taking that month to celebrate it. So I'm actually going to come out to you in Festus, and we'll do some fun things with dairy to just really highlight it and promote it.
Sweet. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. So yeah. Are you bringing some ice cream down?
I did hear something on one of the segments about maybe some kind of ice cream or milkshakes or something. We'll figure something out.
So. Yeah. Well, that would be cool.
Yes.
We'll have to do that. We'll be in chat before that happens.
So. Absolutely.
All right, Ms. Erin Rich, thanks so much. And can you give out the website one more time for us?
Absolutely. Our website is stldairycouncil.org.
That works. That's Erin Rich, nutrition educator from the St. Louis Dairy Council, right here on AM 1400 KJFF.